The helicopter to Diomede will fly today after a new contract has been signed by Ericsson Aviation, Kuwerik, and Federal Department of Transportation officials.
Whatever all the signatures, all the final ones came through yesterday. As soon as I got back, there was a phone message for me and a couple emails saying, go ahead and get going.
That's Mike Katiba, the Nome-based pilot and manager for Ericsson Aviation. He says as soon as he got the word, he started getting ready.
As soon as I got the aircraft tied down, I immediately started calling people that had missed flights over the last couple weeks and set and got a flight up ready to go for today.
Little Diomede has been without regular helicopter service since June 30th after the contract with Ericsson lapsed. The Federal Department of Transportation and Kuwerik have worked since May to hammer out a new contract which leverages nearly $340,000 to keep the service running under the Essential Air Service Program set up in 1978. But a new proposal from the aviation company didn't come until early June. That delayed input and approval from Diomede residents, federal DOT officials, and Kuwerik until the end of last month. As of today, Ericsson says it's flying twice a week to the island, passenger service on Monday, weather permitting, with mail service scheduled for Wednesdays. Katuba says today's flight, Friday's flight, is making up for those who have been waiting to fly to Diomede for several weeks.